You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey y'all, what's up? Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. This is your girl Fun here on Saturday. Y'all, I was hoping my voice was still going to be able to do the podcast because your girl been hollering all over the house and not just hollering, not just doing that. I'm talking about all over the house shouting the name of Jesus, okay? Each and every room. Saturdays, y'all, are usually the times that I take the prayer closet and set up shop in every room of the house. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I go all over my house praising the Lord, just praying, just in my children's room, in the kitchen, in the dining room, even in the laundry room. Come on, somebody. I'm praying in tongues. I'm praying in my natural voice. I'm pretty much just doing whatever the Holy Spirit is leading me to do. But I'm going all over my house, and I encourage you to do that all over your house. Bring the prayer closet out of the closet, but apply the same concepts to the rest of your house. Okay, let your whole house be a prayer closet. Come on, somebody, go on outside to the garage and let the garage be a prayer closet. You know what I'm saying? Especially you praying for a new vehicle, prayer closet. Okay, go to your car and pray. Let that be the prayer closet. Basically, what I'm saying is the prayer closet can be anywhere. Just open your mouth and start praying and praising God and thanking Him for who He is. But I do want to tell y'all what me and the Holy Spirit talked about this morning, okay? So let's get into my conversation with Him this morning because it was good. It was really, really good. So this morning, after I did all that praying, you know, I it was a prayer tour. Like I did a tour, y'all, all over my house. Then I grabbed a cup of coffee. I love coffee. I do. Y'all, if you've been listening, you know I love coffee. I grabbed a cup of coffee and sat at my dining room table with my Bible, my journal, my pen, and my highlighter. The four things that you need and the presence of the Lord. Okay? That's all you need. That's all you need. My windows in the dining room were open. Not let up, just like the curtains were open because it's hot outside. So my windows were not like up, but the curtains were open to let the sunlight in. And I just sat there and read and wrote. Now, I'm going to say this because I know when I said I sat there and I read and wrote, somebody, I just felt it, but I'm not a writer, though. But you don't have to be a writer to take notes, okay? You don't have to be a writer to write what you hear the Holy Spirit saying to you, okay? Just a thought. I just thought I should say that for the person who's thinking, but I'm not a writer. I'm not a writer. Like, stop saying that. Stop saying what you're not, okay? That's a whole nother thing. Stop saying what you're not. But I just made it easy for you because you don't have to be a writer in order to write down what the Holy Spirit is saying, what's coming to your mind, your thoughts. Just write it down. And for those of you who are like, well, how do I know if that's the Holy Spirit or not? Just write it down anyway. Trust me. He'll show it to you. He'll reveal it to you. Open your word. He'll confirm it to you. But anyway, y'all, I sat at my dining room table. I opened my Bible to Psalms and I read quite a bit. You know, when you don't, when you start seeing like, ooh, that chapter's short. For some reason, that just makes me keep reading. But let me land on a chapter that's kind of long. Then I start saying, Lord, do you want me to keep going? Holy Spirit. That's when I start asking Holy Spirit, would you like for me to keep reading when I see one of them chapters and they be real long? I'll be like, okay, do you want me to keep reading or are we going to stop here? But when the chapters are short, I'm all like, yes, chapter 108, 109, 110, 110, like just read, right? Then you get to a long chapter, be like, Lord, do you want me to keep going? But anyway, here's how the Holy Spirit spoke to me this morning. My bad, y'all. I've been kind of getting I was hollering so much, you know what that do to your throat. So let me just take a sip of water right quick. Y'all bear with me because I'm not going to re-record this just because I got to get some water. Come on, somebody. Okay, so here's how the Holy Spirit spoke to me this morning. And I felt like I was a student and he was my teacher, because y'all know he is a teacher. Jesus was a teacher, okay? When he was here on the earth, he was a teacher. This is what I learned. This is what he said. Hallelujah bestows praise and honor to me. Like, hallelujah bestows praise and honor to me. Hallelujah is the highest praise. So this is I'm going to give y'all some scripture to back up what I'm saying. That's Psalms 111. Verse 1. Then he said, fearing me is about how you live your life, not merely what you say. Back that up with Psalms 112 and 1. To be wise is to have a clear understanding of how to obey my commands in specific situations. Yeah, y'all, to be wise, like, it's like, are you a wise person? If you are, that means you have a clear understanding of how to obey God's commands in specific situations. You're not out there looking like, I don't know what to do. When you're wise, you have a clear understanding of how to obey. Psalms 113, 1 through 3 says this, hallelujah. Give praise, servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be blessed both now and forever, from the rising of the sun to its setting, let the name of the Lord be praised. Y'all, as God's people, we literally have an obligation to continually praise the Lord's name enthusiastically, to give the Lord praise enthusiastically. We have an obligation to continually praise enthusiastically his greatness. And obligation, when I looked it up, it means we have a duty, we have a commitment. And then continually means repeatedly. So if we as God's people, we are his people, okay? So we have an obligation, we have a duty, we have a commitment in place that we are to repeatedly praise God. And go on and 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 on about his greatness. That's how we supposed to do it. Like, I could have done this whole podcast by saying and on and on and on and on and on and on and on. We have an obligation to repeatedly praise God on and on and on about his greatness. Psalms 34:1 backs me up and says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. What's in your mouth continually? What's in your mouth continually? What's in my mouth continually? Ask yourself the question and then write down the answers. What is in my mouth continually? Is it curse words? Are curse words continually in your mouth? Is it food? Is food continuously in your mouth? Is it negativity that's continually in your mouth? Is it gossip that's continually in your mouth? Is it someone else's name or an organization that you always talking about? Which, by the way, that's idolatry when you always idolizing someone or something. Is idolatry continuously in your mouth? Is it food? Yeah, I know I said food already, but I'm asking again because we tend to eat so much when God is calling us to fast or push away from the table and spend time with him. Is it food that's continuously in your mouth? Is it alcohol? You know, whiskey. Little vodka, I can't remember that. Beer, wine. I mean, shoot, I'm trying to remember all the names and stuff, but I can't. Is it illegal or legal drugs continuously in your mouth? You always got to take something. You always got to drink something to knock the edge off. And I'm just talking from experience because that used to be my story. I used to always be like, let me just get a little drink to take the edge off from these children, from my bills, from whatever situation that I was dealing with, from my job, from my manager, from my responsibilities. Like, I felt like I needed a something to take the edge off. But how many of you know it never really took the edge off? It was a temporary taking of the edge being, you know, off of me. Like, it took the edge off for that moment. And then I found myself, you know, having to go back. See, with, Lord help me say this. When you ask God to take the edge off, he take it off for good. You ain't got to keep coming back and asking him to take the edge off of a thing, because he'll knock the edge off for good. Okay. It'll be cast out for good. It'll be gone. You know what I'm saying? But what we do, are we continuously having alcohol, drugs, or legal or illegal? You know, when I say legal, I mean painkillers. Oh, you got to take a aspirin every day. You got to take a BC. You got to take some kind of something to help you every day. Come on now. That's not how God wants you to be living. But what's continually in your mouth? That's the question that we're asking today. What is continually in your mouth? Is it music lyrics that's continually in your mouth? Are you singing something? And then, do you know what you're singing? Do you know what you're saying? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Like, what are you saying? What's coming out your mouth? What are you singing about? What are you singing? Are you praising the Lord? Are you praising something else? What's continually in your mouth? Is it doubt? Is it fear? Is it unbelief? Is it hopelessness? Is it despair that's always in your mouth? What is in your mouth the most? What is repeatedly in your mouth? When I thought about that question, I thought about, like, where I am now. Yes, the Lord's name is continuously in my mouth. I'm always talking about the Lord. You know how when you change and then you be around people that you used to be around, they be like, you always talking about Jesus. You always talking about the Lord. You always talking about what the Lord told you. You always talking about. What are people saying you always talking about? Answer the question for yourself. What are you always talking about? Are you always talking about your work? Are you always talking about your children? Are you always talking about a new restaurant, what food you ate? Are you always talking about how to get more money? What's in your mouth? What is repeatedly in your mouth? Are you always eating? Are you always drinking? Are you always smoking? Are you always cursing? What are you always doing that's repeatedly in your mouth? That's the question for today. What's in your mouth? Repent. Repent and put praise in your mouth. And I want you to put it in your mouth on continuous rotation, because the word of God says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. His praise will always be on my lips. That's the Christian Standard Bible translation. Because see, the New King James Version said his praise will continually be in my mouth. This other translation said his praise will always be on my lips. What you got your lips on? Always. What's your lips on? Always. What you got your mouth on? Y'all, I'm telling you, if you had asked me this question a while ago, the answer would not have been a good, pretty, churchy answer. It would not have been. But I thank God that today, praise is always on my lips. And nothing else is going to be on my lips either. You get what I'm saying? So I encourage you this morning, let praise be in your mouth. Put praise in your mouth on a continuous rotation. Let the praises of the Lord always be on your lips. And see, when you're talking about the Lord all the time, you can't talk about nobody else, because you continuously praising the Lord. All right, y'all. What's in your mouth? What's in your mouth? For real. No, for real. That's one of your assignment questions. What did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? See, when you have a conversation with the Lord, those words are in your mouth. You talking to the Lord. Like, so you're having a conversation with him. But then what's in your mouth? Here's the thing. And this has been something that, I don't know, it's just been on my mind a whole lot. And I just want to speak on it for a second before I go. You know, I just thought about, like, before I really, really committed to having praise on my mouth at all times, I would just have praise on my mouth sometimes. And I just want to encourage you that's hearing my voice right now. Like, get completely serious about your relationship with God. Like, your personal relationship with him. Get serious about it. I just be thinking about, Lord help me say, I just be thinking about all the times where I was just kind of partially, you know, committed. Like, I was in church. I was partially committed, but I was still doing other stuff. When you fully surrender to God, like, all that other stuff fall off. People fall off. Habits fall off. When you for real, genuinely surrender and give your life to Christ, like, for real. Like, I literally just did that 17 months ago. But over these last 17 months, it wasn't like when I did it, everything fell off right then. Things just started falling off. The more I sought after him, the more things just started falling off. Like I said in the podcast the other day, change is seen, not heard. When you really change, people going to be able to see it. They're going to see it in your walk and they're going to see it in your talk. What's in your mouth? Have you really changed? Be honest with yourself. And if you haven't, don't get depressed about it. Just repent. Repent and ask God, help me to change, Lord God. Help me to line up with what you have for me. Help my life line up with what you have or what you intended for my life to be when you created me. Okay, y'all, repent and put praise in your mouth continuously. And then if the more you praise the Lord, the less you'll be putting other stuff like gossip and alcohol and cuss words in your mouth. Like, I used to curse all the time. Now, in the last 17 months, I know how many times I've cursed because I felt like, oh my goodness. like I felt it. It just came out of my mouth. Why? Because I always used to say like, oh shoot. But I wasn't saying shoot. You know, I was saying S-H-I-T. Right? I'm just being honest. Y'all, you know, we got to be transparent in order for you to be healed and whole. You got to be real. You gotta open your mouth and say it because the enemy loves when you keep quiet about the thing. Open your mouth and say, if you say, I have a problem with cursing or I have a problem with drinking. When you open your mouth and acknowledge the problem and say, Lord, help me with that thing. He will help you. I'm telling y'all, he will help you. All right. I love y'all. And I can't wait to come back on here and tell y'all another conversation me and the Holy Spirit had. But in the meantime, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And what's in your mouth? Let it be praise. Let it be praise. Let it be praising the Lord. Let that be what's in your mouth. Okay. All right. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow for another Sunday segment. Your conversations with God is going to be amazing. I got an amazing guest that's coming to talk to you guys. So make sure you tune in. Okay. All right. Love you guys. Talk to you tomorrow.